You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. Welcome to the second hour here on Thursday. My guy, Steak, kind of scares me in his conversation.
In what way?
Oh, I can't tell you. If you didn't know, I can't tell you. You know, he's kind of like a maverick. Goes all over the map. But it's okay. I asked him to come in, and he talked his or spoke his mind. He talked us up a storm. I know he's a Cardinals guy. Wears that stuff all the time. Good luck with that. Good luck with that with your 4-win season.
You've never done that?
What?
Worn a t-shirt or
of course,
cap with a logo of a team that you follow?
I was 12. No, I can't remember the last time. Jersey, oh, man, I really can't remember the last time. Hat, maybe. That's a good question. A hat of a team that I used to like. Maybe the Cowboys 20 years ago, maybe. Maybe college team. Yeah, I remember wearing. Well, I wear hats. College team,
like a baseball cap.
Yeah, a baseball cap. God, it's been.
You
so
need
long.
Something non-committal, something that has the Olympic rings on it.
Correct.
Or something like that.
Yeah. In fact, that's what I wear. I don't wear stuff like that just to, you know, promote or be a fan.
But
of
why?
A team.
Why are you not a fan of a particular team?
So because I've been. How can I say this? Everyone knows I'm not a fan of sports anymore because of what I do, and I know how the sausage
You're using that as an excuse.
I sure I am, but it's the truth. If it's the truth, I'm using an excuse. I'm very middle, in the middle. I don't, either way, the right or the left, I'm in the middle.
Well, if you were to follow a team, would it be a college team or a pro team?
Good question. Well, pro team, I think, more than college
team. And which sport?
Well, I do. The Golden State Warriors. I mean, you know
basketball.
That. Yeah, I used to be a
but
huge...
You're not a big fan of a particular NFL team,
No,
apparently.
I used to be... Well, I grew up with a Cowboy, following the Cowboys growing up. Used to cry when they lost when I was a kid, you know, just very upset, yada, yada. Roger Staubach.
All right,
years.
So Steve Kerr is the coach of the Warriors.
Yes.
Now that Luke Walton is coaching the Sacramento Kings, does that make a difference as far as your allegiances?
No.
You're sticking with Warriors?
Yeah, of course. Only because I think he's a good coach. I like the way they play. I like Luke a lot, obviously. But if you're going to give me a choice, no, I'm going to pick the Warriors. And I still, even though they're not going to.
Iguodala still, they're not with, he's not with the Warriors anymore.
No, he's in Memphis.
So we're losing some of our Arizona connection.
In fact, he's in Memphis, but he was in town recently to sign his book stuff. He was at U of A. There were some pictures, I think, yesterday. I think he's been here twice now.
When's he coming again? Why can't we get him on the show?
Good luck with that. You really shoot for the moon, don't you?
Well, you're the man.
No, I'm not. Not in this situation. In fact, I told you about my incident with him going when he was here at the basketball courts teaching little kids.
You have hinted at it, brushed by it, but I never have gotten the sense of what it was all about.
Okay, so he was here maybe a month ago or so at a basketball court down Alvernon Way. It's I can't remember what it is. It's just a court down there, a nice court. I've never been there, actually. And he was there helping out the group there to teach little kids about basketball or talk about basketball. I drove all the way down there. It was a Saturday morning for like a camp. I drove all the way down there. It took me about 25 minutes from my house. I got there and I saw a young security guard at the front, and I'm thinking, okay, this is how it's going to go. So he asked me, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm with the media. I'm here to speak to Andre. So he let me in reluctantly. I got to the door, and there was a little girl, not a little girl, but about 18, 19-year-old girl who was kind of monitoring that door to go in. You know, who you with, maybe you were a parent or something like that. So, no, I'm with the media. I'm here to talk to Andre. Oh, he's not talking to the media. Oh, I started to smile.
Just you?
No, come on, no. So I got in and said, oh, really? No, I kind of expected this, ma'am. Told her, so let me tell you this. So I covered him in college. I'm going to leave you a note. And he says, well, his handlers don't want him to talk to the media. He doesn't want to talk to the media. I said, okay, that's cool. I kind of expected that. So I wrote down my name and gave him my information. And he says, well, he knows me. I covered him. I wanted to talk to him about the book and maybe have him on my show. And she says, okay, I'll give him the information or give his handlers the information. And if she's telling me this, what do you think my expectations were?
She never said anything to him.
That, or they just got it and threw it away, because I didn't hear anything from that. In fact, I texted or emailed the owner of the group that brought him in at the facility. I haven't heard since. So, you know, if they don't want any publicity or any conversations, I'm okay with that.
An invitation him to participate in the Lute Olson fantasy? No one's invited him for that?
He won't come. It's not part of it. You got to pick your targets.
Has anybody asked him?
No, I'm in charge of that. No.
Well, then, what do you expect?
No, no, it ain't
happening. You're not going to invite
him? You have no idea. You're talking about something you have no idea about.
Of course, but I'm
not
probing.
Happening.
I'm trying to get to the...
And you're obviously not going to go
anywhere with
that. The
center of what's going on here.
It's not going to happen.
Who else is doing basketball camps here in the Tucson area?
And what do you...
For the kids.
Oh, they're all over the place.
I know.
I don't know. They're all over the place. There's so many to say that I wouldn't know. But bringing guys like that in, very rare. It's very rare because the guy's ready to come back, except for the summer.
He's got an attitude.
No, not
about the media, apparently.
Yes, he's got, like everybody else, has favorites. I'm sure he has his favorites in the Bay Area. He hasn't been on any other shows, so he ain't going to talk to anybody here.
And apparently he doesn't talk to any of the media here in Tucson.
You're assuming facts, not into evidence, sir.
Well... point to an interview that Greg Hansen has done with him.
Well, maybe Greg hasn't reached out to him. honestly, you're assuming facts, not into evidence.
No, I'm asking you.
Well, I couldn't point out
what fact.
If you don't present
in evidence,
you're saying, well, how come this and how come that?
I'm asking you if anybody
in the
Tucson media has been able to make contact with him.
No. No. In fact, I reached out to his book publisher.
But people in the Bay Area are able to?
That's where he plays. They know him. He knows them.
Well, he played here.
2 years. 2 years. You have this grand illusion of this thing. It doesn't happen. Stanley Johnson hasn't been back since he left. You know what I'm saying?
But there are other people that have only played 2 years here that are accessible.
Sure, but they were a long time ago, not in this era, not in this time.
So there's something about Andre.
No, you don't go there. You're being like Bob. You're going,
That's a title for a book, Steve.
What is it?
There's something about Andre. Well, of course you would have to write it.
No, I ain't going there. here's the book. There's nothing in it.
All right. I'll let you off the hook.
There's no off the hook. You're going like Bob. A plus, plus B equals C. No, it doesn't work that way.
I'm just trying to figure out, if Andre has something against you or if it's just the media in general.
No, you're bringing up topics that make no sense. Because, no, he doesn't. He's just that
guy.
Well,
it's sounding like he's not a big fan of the Tucson media for some reason.
Ay, Dios mío. No.
You keep telling me he won't have anything to do with the Tucson media.
Who said that?
You did.
That's what you heard. We could spend an hour talking about this, arguing about it, but
if he has not, it must have come from somewhere.
Listen, write this down so you'll know. He has not made himself available to the local media, at least to me. I don't know what the other guys...
So what does that say?
Wait, let me finish. I don't know about the other guys. So I don't know what it says. I don't really care. That's what it says to me.
All right.
Does that make sense?
You've tried, and that's it.
I've tried, and I ain't trying again.
All right, okay.
I only ask a girl to dance once. And she says no, guess what? It doesn't happen again.
End of story.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't read too much into that. I'm not.
That's why I'm asking you.
This is going to make for good radio.
Well, I don't know, but it made for an interesting discussion with you as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. I'm going to have to tell you to write this stuff down so I can have to repeat it.
All right. So,
you know, that's where we're going to go. If we can get some calls, that'd be great. 790-2040, so we don't have to listen to us argue. About a silly.
You agree with Steve?
Agree with me about what?
About anything.
I really wanted to talk about the decades team. Yeah, and who would win in a basketball game, the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010?
You need to get some people that have a better memory and recollection than I have.
No, but you guys came up with the stuff from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, which you know, but you know what? That's kind of how it is.
That's a part of my brain cells that are still active, I guess.
Yeah. No, and we're all part of that. I remember more about the good old days to me than yesterday, which, of course, you know, is probably for the best. We got a call. Wow. It's going to snow tonight. It's going to snow. Oh, here we go. Matt, you're on the phone.
How you doing?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for breaking us up. Please, thank you.
So what's all this about Andre Iguodala? Just kidding.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're done with that. So at the basketball camp, was Lute able to make it?
No. He had a dinner at his house on Friday.
Have you heard much that anybody could talk about?
He's doing better. Yes, he took a good picture. We had a picture on Facebook. He looked good. That's all I know. I'm sure you saw the picture that everybody distributed.
I probably did with the players.
Yeah, with the players.
I did see that. I didn't know if he'd made it to the camp.
No. He tried to. He left us a message, a nice heartfelt message, and that was it. But the guys had a great time otherwise, and they're ready to come back for next year. It was a fun time.
That's great.
Yeah. So you when did you show up into town?
93.
So you don't know much about the 80s here.
No, not about the basketball program. I mean, other than what I've read from, you and your contemporaries.
Yeah. So let me ask you, I'm trying to get the best teams from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and you know those groups. So give me your top 5-6 players of the 90s that you would want on your team.
Basketball, football?
Basketball.
Wow. Well, I should have thought about this. I didn't know
they don't come off the tip of your tongue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's see, Mike Bibby.
90s, yes.
Yeah.
Feel bad, Matt. They don't roll off the tip of my tongue either.
I have to 90. Think about it a little bit, but I mean, Joseph, some of the big guys they had, Joseph Blair, who was the guy that was in Channing Frye?
2000.
Oh, I'm sorry, what, you said the 80s and
90s? 90s, because you weren't here in the 80s, so you don't know that.
Yeah.
When was Sean Elliott?
80s.
Yeah, there we go again.
I mean, Jason Gardner was an awful lot of fun to watch. Boy, that guy sunk a lot of baskets.
He was in the 2000s.
Oh, was he? We weren't here in the 90s at all?
No. It might have been 99, 2000, but no.
Wow.
God, you got two people. You have Mike Bibby, Joseph Blair.
Khalid Reed.
You got to have Khalid on your team, yes.
Damon Stoudemire.
Yes, you got to have Damon.
Prolific as a pro and college.
In my mind, Damon was the second best player to play here ever.
I'm thinking of some big guys at the time. I don't know. Would you throw Eugene Edgerson in there?
2000s. Oh, no, Joseph He played 90s. Joseph, yeah, capable, big man. But wouldn't you have, okay, so 90s, let's go. Damon, Khalid, you had Chris Mills in the early 90s. You had Mike Bibby, you had Miles Simon, Michael Dickerson. You had Jason Terry.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of my team, that group. Jason Terry, I guess JB could be the center. He was probably the best big man here during that time. AJ obviously helped win the title. With JB, Ben Davis. So
well,
that
since
group,
we talked about him, where do you put Andrew Iguodala in all this?
Well, in all time,
as far as these putting these teams together.
Well, he's not in 90s. He's in 2000s. All okay, right. So let's move to the 2000s if you like.
Well, it's your game, your rules. I'm trying to play by them.
I'm asking Matt.
So, moving into the 2000s, boy, I would have had to think about this a little bit before talking about it, but, now we can throw Jason into the mix,
Gardner. Yes.
Really unfortunate about what happened to him, but yeah. hopefully he hope he can get that ship righted.
Is it Jamal? Help me with remembering some of these names.
Jamal Horn?
Yeah.
No, he's not on the top of the list. He's there, but he's not.
Derek Williams?
That's 2011. No, that's 2010.
Well, you said 2000.
2010. That's the next
So
decade.
You're narrowing it down. It has to be before 2010?
Next time we have a show, bring a pen so you can write this down.
I don't know what your rules are. It's your game.
Can we get steak in on this?
No, God. That'll be more confusing. Holy moly.
Oh, he'll have, he only knows the Cardinals and the Suns players.
Remind me. I'm writing a note to myself. Remind me I need a raise. Ask the powers that be. I'm dealing with people
for having
here.
To put up with Tom.
Yes, Tom. Work hazard. Man, so 2000, let me give you some hints.
So who was on the Final Four team? Walton was on that in 2001, wasn't it?
Gilbert Arenas, Richard Jefferson, Michael Wright, Lauren Woods.
Solomon Hill, he's too late.
That's right. a different time. Okay, so that's early 2000s. And then you had Walton, you had Channing Frye, you had Andre Iguodala, you had...
Juwan McClellan
in the 2000, yes. Yes.
These are all Lute Olson teams.
Hassan Adams, he was pretty good.
Hassan Adams, yes. That's the 2003-2004 teams, five things.
I didn't realize we were leaving Sean Miller teams out of the mix.
No, wait. We're not there yet, sir. We're not there yet. We've got to go slowly.
And here's one for you, Michael Wright.
He was late 90s, early 2000s, yes.
Yeah.
So, but who would you put on that team, though? Look at all those players. Remember that Chase Bunninger, you had Marcus Williams, you had Luke Walton, Jason Gardner.
Nick Johnson?
No.
He wasn't soon enough?
Wasn't soon enough. We'll get to that in a little bit. So, okay, that's that group. Who's your top seven, though? Gilbert?
Clearly. I mean, he'd have to be in there.
Richard?
Yes, Richard. Absolutely.
Okay, so got Gilbert, you got Luke, maybe as the seventh man.
And what about Jason? I mean, he'd have to be in the top group.
Jason,
I mean,
yes.
He's a heck of a point guard.
You need a guard. You need a guard. You could be Jason. You could actually put the whole 2001 team on that list.
Yeah.
Although you need Andre. You think you need Andre, maybe Hassan Adams, Channing Frye, of course. So that group with those three, and maybe Chase Budinger, maybe. If he could make the top eight of that decade. Okay, so now Tom's been waiting. Can you stick around for the next time?
Sure.
After the commercial break, Matt?
Yes. I need.
Yeah.
I need to wake up Tom here so we can go to break, and maybe he'll remember the 2000, the Sean Miller time, like he's been begging for. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, and we have Matt on the phone. Thanks for sticking around, Matt.
You bet.
I need you, man. You got to carry me to the end of the hour.
So when you had Snake on, did you at least play some groove music when you bumped in?
No, we did not. We did. You got to make him feel not at home here.
Not at home.
You know. So okay, now we're gonna go to Tom's favorite time, the Sean Miller group, 2010 to now.
There's a Freudian slip for you.
Yeah, Sean Elliott's group. Yeah. So, okay, so you know this group better than most, right, Matt? Shouldn't you know this?
Probably, yeah. More consistently watching the team then. Yeah.
Right, okay. Give me your top seven, eight players.
DJ?
Yes. It's funny you say that because he's not the most talented, but you need him on the team.
That guy, he out-hustled his talent level, man. That guy is, look at him, man. He's playing in the NBA, and he's making a career out of something that, nobody thought he was going to do.
You name another player that made as much difference to the team as T.J. McConnell did?
In what? In Arizona time?
For Arizona.
Steve Kerr.
All right.
That guy was 30% talent, and not to say he was untalented, but I mean, or you just say natural gifts, right?
Heart.
In terms of size or whatever.
The rest of it was heart, Matt.
Good grief. Yeah, the rest of it was just hustle, and just, it doesn't cost any more to hustle, you know?
Right.
But anyway, so Jesse Perry, I love that guy. He was a monster.
Wow.
Under the boards, man.
Wow, I would never, ever come up with that name.
That guy wasn't afraid to tangle with anybody under the boards, and just like him, was Shimmy Shake, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson.
Okay.
Hustle, hustle, hustle. Didn't mind mixing it up underneath the basket.
And you know what, Matt?
That.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned Jesse because we never did get to see what his potential really was because of that shooting incident, you know?
Well, that's not him. That's not the same guy.
That was Parham.
Yes. That's right. There you go. See? That's why I need you guys. I need you guys to help me.
That guy was pretty fantastic.
But we never saw his potential.
So okay, so go ahead and continue. Are you going to put Parham on that list?
Well, I mean, certainly worth discussing. I mean,
okay,
they sure counted on him for a lot up until that accident.
Mark Lyons. Solomon Hill, 4 years. Who wasn't he the one that sunk three straight free throws to win a game with the game on the line?
Texas, was that Texas the tournament? I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe against USC, I think.
Okay.
What do you think about Momo Jones? How much did he contribute?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the one I was trying to think of, Momo.
You guys are missing some of the best players of all time here.
You mean like Derek Williams?
Brandon Ashley.
Okay, I guess.
So we're going to go with...
give me your top seven.
We're going to go with some folks. Do you want to go with the one and done who were in town for 7 or 8 months and then split like the number one draft pick?
That's
really banging it up for the Suns right now.
Great point. You could put him on that list. Great point. But I'm surprised with no Stanley Johnson, no
Aaron Gordon,
no Markkanen.
We hardly got to know those guys.
No, yeah, no question.
Laurie, yeah, I mean that guy pretty much in a year demonstrated his health, and so did DeAndre. I mean, that guy every time he walked out on the court, you were going to see a poster dunk, or you were going to see some highlight reel play. I mean, it didn't.
Looking back on DeAndre, you think he was just marking time, waiting until he was going to get his big payday in the NBA?
I don't know, but it sure would have been nice to see him for 2 or 3
I'd like
seasons.
To have seen more, more of what he could have
I totally understand the economics of the decision for him or Markkanen or, you know, some of these guys. You know, if you're going to be an early first-round pick, I certainly understand why they left. It's just all that talent, and especially DeAndre, he never played an NCAA tournament game, did he?
DeAndre, yeah. The team didn't.
What,
they
the Buffalo,
Buffalo
game?
They played Buffalo.
You've already
wiped that from your memory, haven't you?
I sure have.
Yeah.
That and the shirt.
That was not much of a team effort, that game.
Some would say they did not show up for the tournament.
Not for that game, anyway.
So, greatest player, yeah, he was great. Every time he came out, he made a highlight reel play.
So let me give you
real play.
Let me give you Let me give you this choice. You're a GM for an NBA team. Who do you like better, Markkanen or DeAndre? Take your time. There's no wrong answer.
So many of the teams are concentrating on the 3-point game. That seemed to be Markkanen's. Markkanen seemed to be better than from 3-point, but they're both fantastic athletes. Both of them.
Mm-hmm. He's with the Bulls, right, Markkanen?
Yes. See, I would take Markkanen.
I think so. Yeah, he's done well with them. He's what, in his third season with the Bulls now?
Yeah, third. Yeah, something like that.
I wouldn't say DeAndre lifted the Suns, would you?
No, but that's asking a ton. You have to have, if you're going to lift the Suns, you're going to have a lot of miracle dust.
Right.
Because, magic dust.
Anyway, Brandon Ashley, obviously, I mean, I think he was the difference in them not winning the tournament.
Before he got hurt, yes.
Yeah, I mean, they were undefeated? Were they undefeated when he was injured?
Yes, they were like 21-0.
Yeah.
Rondae Hollis-Jefferson?
Yeah, he already mentioned that.
Oh.
Who am I missing?
We mentioned Nick Johnson earlier, but...
Oh, yeah, Nick. Yeah, he's... Who am I missing, Steve?
Well, this is the list that I would give. Seven guys. If I have seven guys, I have Derek Williams. I have T.J. McConnell. I have Markkanen. I have DeAndre. I said Rondé, right? Did I say Rondé?
Well, we did mention him.
Rondé, these are my guys. Rondé, Stanley, reluctantly, Stanley Johnson. And
Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon, haven't mentioned him.
Seven. Not yet.
I mean, that's a fantastic lineup. That's a fantastic lineup.
Sure.
But you know, what have they done collectively? You know, a couple of Elite Eights.
Right.
So, you know, obviously very talented, unbelievable talent, and almost all at the same time. You know, had they stayed or whatever, and everyone says, "Oh, could you imagine the team had they stayed?" Well, every school that's at this level has that same issue.
Sure.
You know, because Duke is losing players left and right in first round. Kansas has done it. Texas probably. You know, there's a lot of schools that are in the same boat where they get one and done. But that's the thing you deal with when you do this, when you go after those guys.
Let me ask you guys this. Who would you want to have the ball in their hands in a close game towards the end of the game to secure the win or get the win? I'm thinking guys like Mark Lyon, maybe Nick Johnson. I don't know. What do you guys think? Who is our best clutch player that we've seen in recent times?
Clutch player recent times.
The go-to guy. We haven't had very many go-to guys recently.
No, that's a good question. Mark Lyons, but I wouldn't want to go to him. Derek Williams, maybe.
Yeah, I think Derek is a good choice.
Maybe. Trier would have been, but he, no.
He had the potential to be.
Sure. Well, he couldn't hit the shot against Xavier to win it there. You know, I don't want to keep you anymore, Matt.
Wasn't it Mark Lyons that won the game against Florida for
us? Yes.
That last second basket?
Yeah, he took control of the game most of the time to the team's detriment, actually. He was.
But I caught a little hesitation in you when we were talking about Mark as a go-to guy. What are you thinking?
He was just too much. He did it a lot. That's what he wanted to do.
Isn't that what you want from a go-to guy?
Yeah, but it was kind of to the detriment of the team. It was
Give me the ball.
Give me the ball, but you're not going to get the ball back.
So, Steve, where would you be on Zeus?
Zeus. Oh, no, he wouldn't make that team.
But according to Sean Miller, he was not getting the kind of credit that he felt he deserved.
Who, Zeus?
Yeah.
I agree, but he's not going to make the top eight guys on this last decade. There's no way.
I mean, is it fair to say that he was better for the defense than he was for the offense?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
without
definitely.
Question.
I think
no
that's
question.
What Sean was talking about.
Yeah, no question. No, there's no question.
He clogged up the middle.
The one thing is, right. He's a great kid, smart kid.
Sure.
All that, in addition to being a pretty good basketball player, but along this group of people, not even close.
Yeah, well, he's no Laurie Markkanen.
No,
all right. If aside from DeAndre, name a center if you're not going to pick Zeus in that spot.
Say that again.
This team needs a center.
No, not really. I'm going to go small. No, you don't need a center in today's world. I'm going to go small. That's what everybody does.
So we're going to have three forwards and two guards.
Let me tell you something. Come up with five centers in the last 20 years that you're not going to find one. You're not going to find very many. DeAndre, okay, and then go after Lauren Woods, two. Joseph Blair, he's more of a power forward than he was a center. A.C. Cook was another one back in the 80s. A.J. Brown, more of a forward than a center.
So what was Zeus's biggest shortcoming? His inability to handle the ball in clutch moments?
Not mobile enough. Not mobile enough. He wasn't fluid. He was not a fluid player.
All right.
Does that make sense, Matt?
Yeah. And he just didn't have the hands. He dropped too many.
Yeah, he couldn't control the ball in traffic, it seems. They could strip the ball from him too easily.
Yeah, and he was a big guy. You don't remember Ed Stokes, do you, Matt?
No, I don't.
So he had the same problem. So, you know. Hey, Matt, thanks.
The interesting thing about, and I'm not lobbying for him, I'm just saying that the interesting thing about Zeus was he took up basketball kind of halfway through his high school career, I think. It was pretty interesting that he was playing he was starting on a Pac-12 school basketball. He took up basketball pretty late, as I recall.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Thanks for spending some time with me.
Good talking to you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
All right.
In fact, I just got a text here real quick from Channing Frye. Would he be a center? Yes. Actually, that's a great point, and I missed him because he was a center, but, you know, you kind of remember more a guy who played outside, but that's a good call. Thanks for the text. Yep. Very, very smart. Very smart with Channing. I don't know why.
So was he a better defensive center or offensive center?
Offensive center. Channing?
Channing.
Oh, yeah. Offensive center. But a heck of a player, no question. I forgot about that guy. I don't even know why. But thanks for the text, everybody. Let's take a break here. Thank you, Matt, again. 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Thank you, Matt. Hey, you're listening to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera, and thanks for listening here in the final moments. Man, it's been a long day. Long day, long show. It's the Gilligan tour, the two-hour tour, according to my boy Snake. So I get texts a lot during the show. I shouldn't say a lot, every now and again. So I got a text, and he mentioned Channing. So if you're going to text me, call me. I'd rather talk so we can get some of the airtime on and get to this show. But that was a good call.
I'll remind him about the phone number.
I did, actually, 790-2040 on the text, I think it is. But thanks for giving me a heads up on that. Channing Frye, 2000, mid-2000s. I think he would have to make that team. You have Lauren. You have.
Did we mention Sean Elliott?
You're killing me, man.
I know.
You're killing me. He's 80s. He played 80s. God.
It's one of your favorites.
You're lucky you have that window.
Every team you put together, you put him on it.
Well, how could you not put the best player on it?
That's right. There you go. Good man.
Yeah, best team. Have you mentioned Sean? Oh, man.
Yes, he has, Tom. Several times, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Tom. You write this stuff down, please. But that's cool. I wanted to see, of the groups that we talked about, what team would prevail in a small tournament. Although this last decade was pretty fantastic in terms of talent, obviously. But I don't think that talent would win a game against the 80s, late 80s, because that team was very good. Good chemistry, had it all. They're not as talented.
Does toughness come into the picture?
Oh, yes, very much so. You got a toughness.
Does the 80 teams more tough than the teams of the last 10 years?
In a mental capacity way. That has a lot to do with it, too.
They played more together as a team.
Yes, and they love playing together. This other group was probably more talented, but not as together. But I still like, if I were to pick, I would pick the 80s over any other decade. Because the 90s, pretty good. Obviously, they win a title with Bibby, Miles, Dickerson, JT, Damon, Khalid was there, Michael Wright, some of these guys that were fantastic, Jason Terry, but a small guy. There was a bunch of small guys. It'd be Oregon. I mean, they'd be fast, but no big guy to kind of anchor them. We got a call? Susie, thanks for calling. Hey, thanks for listening. I should send you a certificate to eat somewhere.
No, that's okay. Slows down, I just sometimes send. Okay, the Broncos have played for 45 minutes, and they're playing the Cardinals. Now, I want both of you to call the final scores.
Wait, are they playing right now?
They're playing. They've been on the thing 45 minutes. I'm not going to tell you what the score is.
Oh, okay.
I want you guys to tell me what you think. Call the final. It's the Cardinals and Broncos.
Okay. So, how much time is left?
Well, they're in the second. They've got 15 minutes in the second quarter right now.
Okay. So, what's the end result without knowing what the score is?
You
can't cheat.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Tom, you can't cheat. Don't be cheating. Are you cheating?
Yeah, don't let him.
No,
know.
I don't want to see. I don't want to see.
It isn't enough that he can tell anyway.
Well, Susie knows. Shouldn't we know as much as she does?
No. That's why she's asking for our.
I'm wanting you guys to see.
Don't push that button, Tom.
Let's play like we just sat down. What do you think is what's the score?
All right. Well, tell us what you know at the moment.
No.
They're in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. No, they're actually started the second quarter.
Susie. Susie doesn't pay attention to you or to me, so just FYI.
Everybody makes up these games, and they have their own rules, and
you
expect me to know what the rules are without telling me.
Okay, well, tell me what you think the final score will be, both of you. You know about the Broncos.
I'm going to say the both teams horrible. The Broncos 31, Arizona 20.
Okay.
I'm going to say 20 to 15,
now,
Denver.
I can't write anything down because I came out on my porch. But
Okay, so
you guys write it down. You write it down, Tom.
20 to 18. 20 to 17.
20 to 17, I got 31.
20 to 17.
Broncos.
Okay. And I got 31 to 20. So,
okay.
So what's the deal right now?
Well, nothing. We'll see what it comes out to.
No, you can tell us now. There's no secrets with this. So what is it?
I don't know what the final score is going to be.
No. God, between you and Tom, you guys got to kill me. What is it?
You have been fighting a lot. I was going to send you to your room.
What's the score now?
Oh, 3-0.
Oh, so you might be closer to me than Tom because these teams just horrible on offense.
Well, you can't tell by 3-0.
No, but these teams can't score. That's the problem. I gave him too much credit.
Always been a fourth quarter team, so.
Let's also remember that this is the exhibition season.
Well, that's true.
You know.
But anyway, I just thought it'd be fun. We didn't have Meredith or do.
Yes. Now I won't see Tom for.
All right, you write those scores down now, so we can check it Monday.
31. No, Monday we're off.
Well, Tuesday.
Tuesday, and Tom's off until Wednesday. So.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Okay, Susie. Thanks for calling in. Hey, wait. Did today's show, A, B, C, D, F, the needs improved? I know it probably needs improved.
Well, no, I thought actually it was a pretty good show. I'll say A-.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I need you as a teacher more often. I would have might have made a good grade here and there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Thank you, Susie, for calling. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Yes. I know you do. Yeah, bye-bye.
So I like it better when you have these interesting folks that you can talk with and interview.
Me too, Tom. You have no idea. I'm getting texts from them now saying, sorry, I couldn't make it. I was out or whatever.
Well, tell them to call in now.
No, it's too late now.
Oh, all right. We could put them on for 10 minutes. Come on.
No. I'll save it for next week when it's important. We're almost over here for the week. I'm not going to be in tomorrow, so.
Well, it looks like Corey/Coco has won her match against the lady from Italy. I think she's from Italy, Babos.
Mm-hmm.
So it went three sets.
Right. And it was close. It was close.
Yeah.
Do you actually follow tennis, or you just
no.
kind of you don't follow tennis?
Not really.
What do you follow now that you do this with me? You never did sports before, right?
Well, I follow Arizona Athletics. Basketball, football.
No. Outside of that. Outside of the Raiders stuff.
Yeah, I keep an eye on what the Raiders are doing and the Steelers because that was my dad's team.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter, Vicky, she's a big Steelers fan.
Living in Dallas.
Yeah, living in Dallas.
Wow, she's that one.
No, and there's a lot of folks that are not Dallas Cowboy fans.
In Dallas?
In Dallas.
Yeah.
Just go over to Fort Worth. You'll find a lot of un-Dallas fans.
I used to live in Dallas. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. But Cowboys fans, it's pretty much, it's the part of the state.
It's supposed
Houston,
to be. Yeah.
Besides Houston.
That's what that star is all about.
Yes. In fact, when I first moved here, I guess 3 or 4 years, I had a roommate. You're supposed to know everything about sports, Steve, blah, blah, blah. And I think I just do what I do. Well, why do they have that star on their helmet? Why is that? God, leave me alone.
Why do they have that star in that flag?
Leave me alone.
Same difference.
Dumb questions.
But let's see. Okay. I like watching the World Series, the playoffs and leading up to the World Series and then the World Series itself.
Yeah, this will be my first World Series, I think, if I'm still here in the fall and make it to the end for a couple of years. I don't think I covered the World Series last year because I started in November. I think the series was over, right? We started this new format, new program.
And I wasn't I don't follow NBA that much during the season. I might get a little interested. I might get a little interested when you get into the playoffs and the finals.
Yeah,
depending on who the teams are. And in the past, I used to watch the National Hockey League playoffs and the Stanley Cup finals.
Who does that?
Because I was a Edmonton Oilers fan when Wayne Gretzky played for the Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
And I also liked the Detroit Red Wings when Steve Yzerman was their star forward and captain.
You sound like the Charlie Brown teacher to me.
Yeah, I know. I figured that's why I'm talking hockey with you.
So we're in the second quarter. Is that all? Second quarter? I thought this was later in the game. UCLA is down 10-7. This couldn't be right. Really? Is that still
against Cincinnati? Where are they playing?
In Cincinnati. That's what it looks like. Yeah. Second, 4 minutes left. Is that right? That doesn't sound right to me.
You do not. I'll tell you what. Over the last few seasons, you don't take the Bearcats lightly. They have surprised at times.
Okay. You're funny.
No,
I'm wrong. So it's 24-14 Cincinnati. Man, the
24-14
with 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
So that's showing us that UCLA's defense is not doing much.
And
their offense isn't doing anything.
So Arizona.
Although they've got two touchdowns, so that we know they can score, but Cincinnati is outscoring them. So.
You really read a lot into things. So they're getting.
What else can you do?
They're down by 10 with 11 minutes left. If UCLA loses this game, Arizona lost last week. What would you, Mr. Deducer?
Well, then we got to see what happens Saturday, and already people are picking Auburn.
Well,
Oregon.
Sure, of course.
And then we have the interstate rivalry games in Colorado and in Utah.
So let me ask you something. We started this program talking about sports or scores. Clemson over Georgia Tech, and you're saying, well, what about Georgia Tech? Aren't they any good? However you talk. And it's 28-0.
So you don't, that's the score?
28-0 and still at halftime.
All right. I didn't know how dominant we could expect Clemson to be this season, but
they're number one
against
in the country.
A second tier, Division I team from the South, like we're putting Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to demolish them.
I apologize for the show, listener. This has been kind of crazy.
Well, then quit asking me questions. It's your fault for bringing me into the conversation.
That's true, but I have nobody else. I've asked people to call. And thank you, Tom. Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Snake, for doing that.
And Scott?
Scott. No, Scott didn't call.
John didn't call?
John. Mm. John called from Nebraska.
Yeah, John called.
Scott didn't call. Scott was supposed to call.
That's right.
He called last year. Now I'm turning to you last night on the show, and he's saying he was going to call today. But no, to no avail, and he calls here in the next 4 minutes, because as the computer goes
and
down.
Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Matt, yeah. No, we said hello to Matt. So Texas A&M goes, there's a lot of good games tonight. I didn't pick any games today.
Yeah, on a Thursday, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of games tomorrow night and Saturday, of course.
You're funny. Yeah, you're funny.
Well, it's interesting that they're starting off the first official week of the football season in the NCAAs with games Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday, don't you think?
No, yeah, I don't know, because I think that's been the norm. Did you see that they moved the Boise State, Florida State game from Jacksonville to Tallahassee to accommodate for the storm that's coming?
Oh, the hurricane.
The hurricane, yeah.
From Jacksonville to Tallahassee?
Mm-hmm. It was a special game to be played in Jacksonville, but the storm might hit right there in that area, so they moved it back, or they moved it to the...
That far up the coast? I thought it was going to hit the southern part of Florida.
No, in the middle of...
All right, or
in that area, just in the middle of the state.
Well, if it's coming from an easterly direction, traveling west, and hits Jacksonville, it's a good chance it'll hit Tallahassee too.
Well, eventually get to there. Yeah, but that's more gives them more time, because they were supposed to play, I think, on Saturday night, Saturday night or Sunday. They're going to move it to a noon game to Tallahassee, so they can get it done quickly
before the hurricane gets there.
Yeah, before the hurricane gets there. Yeah. So you've been around, haven't you? You've been to a lot of cities. Were you in the military?
My dad was in the Air Force.
Oh, okay,
so every couple of years we were going someplace else.
Yeah. How did you like that life, now that we can just talk about dumb stuff?
Well, you know, you wonder about it. Because, like you say, you do get to see different parts of the world, different parts of the country. You make a lot of new friends. But then you always wonder what it would have been like if you'd have just stayed in one place. And you always knew the same guys from elementary school, junior high, high school. and played sports with the same guys all the time.
Yeah.
You wonder what that life would have been like. I don't know, because I never got it.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. I was with somebody yesterday, and they talked about, remember I asked you about regrets?
Yeah.
If you don't mind me talking about it right now.
I don't mind.
So we talked about regrets. You didn't ask me about mine, so I won't really need to ask you, but you don't. That's fine. You said your regret was that you didn't, well, that your father and you weren't.
That my dad didn't take more of an interest in
right.
the sports activities and that I was involved
and
with.
And they said, well, that's not really your regret. They agreed with me and said, that's not your regret. It's his, should be his regret, because it wasn't up to you. It was up to him.
And you know what? I think it was, because as my two brothers grew up, you know, I was the oldest of three.
Right.
My youngest brother, Rob, he spent more time with him trying to be more of a dad.
Right.
And I think he was trying to make up for what he wasn't able to do with
no question
me and my middle brother, Jack.
Right. And that's understandable. You know, when you have the time.
Yeah.
Time, you eventually
learn. That's why
that.
I don't hold any grudges against him.
Yeah.
What good would it do anyway?
Is he still around?
No.
He passed a while back.
97, he passed on.
Yeah. So my point was, that was not your regret. That was his regret, or should be. Because can you regret
for somebody? We probably both shared it a little bit there, you know. But, you know, I've gotten over it.
Yeah. And that was not a personal thing. I just was curious, you know.
Yeah. And you don't want to talk about any of your regrets.
No, you didn't ask me. But I'll tell you real quick. My biggest regret is very simple. I don't live with regrets. Is that growing up, I didn't want to learn how to speak Spanish. Just, I was kind of in denial in how we grew up culturally.
How do you feel about it now?
Oh, it's the worst. I wish I did. I can understand it pretty good, pretty well, speak it halfway decent. But if I would have done it better, I would have better stories to write about, met different people, like the baseball situation with pros. They're all over the place. I would have gotten great interviews. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I would have had access to things I do not have access to now. And that's my sons are the same way. But that's my fault. That's my biggest regret. Pretty simple. I don't have very many. But
yeah, well, I don't have anything lingering. I have no lingering regrets, so.
Yeah, well, then good for you.
C'est la vie.
Okay, thanks, everybody, for putting up with us for 2 hours on this two-hour Gilligan tour. We'll see you. I'm not in tomorrow. Talk to you guys next week. Look forward to it on Tuesday when we're back.